When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Spirited Actor Podcast with me, Tracy Moore. I was a casting director for film and TV and commercials for over 30 years. I transitioned to a celebrity acting coach after I cast a film, New Jersey Drive, with executive producer Spike Lee and director Nick Gomez. I auditioned every rapper from Biggie Smalls to Tupac. And I realized that rappers and musical artists, they needed help transitioning to acting. My clients consist of musical artists from Busta Rhymes to Eve, Missy Elliott, Angela Yee from The Breakfast Club, and Vanessa Simmons, to name a few. I also coach sports stars and host as well. I feel I have the best of both worlds. As a casting director, I know exactly what they're looking for. And as an acting coach, I can coach you to be remembered in that room. Now, I know actors want to get the job. I get that. But being remembered by a casting director, that is powerful. And now it's time for meditation of the day. With confidence, you won before you started. Marcus Garvey. I want to say this about confidence because our guest, Yvette Gagné, she spoke about coming here from Philly and I said confident and she was like, oh yeah, that was just a natural, right? In order to do anything in life, you have to believe in yourself. That's where the confidence comes. You have to cut out the noise of, you know, there aren't any roles out there for you. Nobody's casting your type. X that. Delete it. Cancel it. Get rid of the noise. Go back inside yourself and boost yourself up. And I want to say this. I want to say that for you to hold on to your confidence, stop thinking about the things that won't happen for you and stay in the zone of creating and visualizing the things that will. Sometimes your self-talk interferes with the blessings that are right before you. Make sure your self-talk is to enhance, encourage, and empower the confidence that you already have. Today, I will remind myself of the confident person that I am.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind everyone to look out for my new show, Inside the Black Box. I'll be co-hosting with the great Joe Morton. We'll be on Crackle Network real soon. I'll keep you posted. Welcome to the Spirited Actor Podcast with me, Tracy Moore. You are in for a phenomenal treat today, and you're going to thank me. I want you to get whatever you document things with, pen and paper, your phone, computer. You are going to get, when I tell you, a wealth. Chris Rock says Shaq is rich, but the guy that signs his check is wealthy. We're talking wealthier today, ladies and gentlemen. Hmm. One of my favorite actresses, hands down. I met this woman when I first started. I was fresh as a casting director. Somebody told me to go to the Manhattan Community College Theater, I don't know if that's the right name. And they said, you have to see this play for colored girls. And that's my favorite play, so I was going anyway. But they said, you have to meet this actress. You have to look out for this actress. Man, when I locked eyes on her on stage, I was like, done. Done. And I'm talking in the 80s, you guys.
Is no, 90s.
90s, sorry, I came in the 80s. Look. Thank you for interjection.
Girl, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, when I tell you one of my favorite people, ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for one of the most phenomenal actresses in the entertainment business, in TV, in film and in theater, Yvette Gagné. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. What a wonderful introduction. Thank you, Tracy. Thank you so much. That's special. That was a special time.
Listen, Yvette, I just want to say this. This bio needs to be like, we need to double. This bio is so heavy. And you know, I'm from San Francisco. When I saw Current Theater, I went crazy because, you know, Wendell Pierce has performed at the Current Theater.
Yes.
So let's start at the beginning. But I do want to give her this, you guys. She is the 55th. NAACP Image Award nominee as producer for the documentary film Fast Dreams. It was the winner of 2023 Best Documentary in the Essence Film Festival. She is a playwright as well. So I want you to, oh my God, a teacher at NYU. She teaches August Wilson classes, which y'all need to go to. Yvette, tell us, where does it all begin?
Well, listen, August Wilson, being an August Wilson actor was a dream of mine. And it was the reason why I moved to New York and from my hometown of Philadelphia. And I saw a play in Philly, and it was an August Wilson play. And I looked at those actors and I heard those words and the story. And I said, that's me. I need to go there. I need to do that. I can do that. And so I saved up my little coin and found a roommate and moved to New York, moved to Fort Greene. And that was in the mid 90s. And yeah, and I moved here. I didn't have an agent. I didn't have that, but I had me. I had my talent. I had everything I wanted to do.
And confidence, ladies and gentlemen.
So much confidence. And so I just set off to get myself in an August Wilson play in New York. And my very second play in New York was that For Color Girls Who Consider Suicide When the Rainbow Is Enough, by Entezaki Shange. And directed by Entezaki Shange. That was in like 95, 96 when I first moved here. And it preceded a Broadway, off-Broadway and a Broadway production. I wasn't in that. That was in the 70s. So I was in the 25th anniversary production of For Color Girls. That was off-Broadway. It started off, and it moved to off-Broadway. And then we traveled throughout, excuse me, we traveled throughout parts of the country with that show. Excuse me one second. And then I set out to meet August Wilson again. And I actually did a play in Philly called I Am a Man by Oyamo with Nas's dad was in it, Olu Dara.
Wow.
And yeah. And he's one of those cats, you know, one of those jazz cats. And we did so much improvisation on stage. I just had to follow him. Went off script, went off book. I'm like, what are you doing? But whatever it is, I like it. Let's go.
Oh, nice.
So, you know what I mean? I had to like stay up with him. And he really was a musician more so than an actor, but he was phenomenal. And he's still here with us. And I love Olu Dara. Yep, absolutely. His music, he has, you know, CDs, albums, whatever you want to call it, MP3s, everything. He's got it out. He's streaming everything. So Olu and I became friends. And when we got back to New York, he invited me to go see him perform with August Wilson at St. Anne's here in Brooklyn. Yeah. And I was like, okay, I'll go. Absolutely. And I went, and August Wilson was on stage. Olu was on stage with all of his instruments. And August Wilson performed poetry. And I was like, oh my God, I didn't even know he was a poet. And so that's when I first met August Wilson in person. I froze. I was like, oh my, this is my hero. This is like the God. And I'm like standing here in front of him, shaking his hand. I lost my mind. I just froze. And so, and so there was an actor there named Willis Burks, who came up to me, right? And he was one of those cat daddies also, like one of those Memphis style, like Mississippi guys, like old,
yeah,
old, like cat daddies.
Oh, I love it.
He was like, hey, how you, what's your name? And I'm like, I told him my name. He said, yeah, well, you know, August Wilson getting ready to do his new play and you'd be perfect for a role in it. And he did say something else that was a little more, you know, spicy than that. Okay. Mm. And I was like, what the heck is this man talking about? Oh, okay.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
August Wilson, you know, like some of the things that as a young actor, female actor that I heard and, you know, saw and was quiet about during that time, I'm like, that could never fly now. You know what I mean? But I had a goal.
Yeah.
You know, I had a goal and I, you know, and that man was actually very helpful in me getting an audition for the August Wilson play. Jitney. It's called Jitney by August Wilson.
My favorite.
And I originated the role of Rena. At the end of the day, I originated the role of Rena in Jitney in 1996, 97 in Pittsburgh.
So were you with Russell Hornsby?
Russell came later.
After? Okay. That's
Russell came later. I was the original cast was Russell Andrews. He played Youngblood. I played Rena.
Okay.
Then Curtis McLaren, may he rest in peace.
Oh,
he played Youngblood.
Yes.
A phenomenal actor. An amazing person. And then Russell Hornsby joined the cast after that.
Mm.
And I was also in and out of the cast as well. Right.
Okay.
So there were other things that I was doing and other situations that caused me to go in and out of the cast. But I played that role for like from 96 to 2001 when we went to London with the production and played at the National Theater. And it won the best new play over in London. Mm. That was a phenomenal time over in London.
Wow.
Those London actors, the National Theater. Just walking around and seeing all the Harry Potter people. I'm like,
and Judd Law, like they roam. I have a friend who bumps into all of the actors and including Idris, but they walk the streets differently than we walk here in LA or New York. And they don't think they're famous until they have US success.
Yeah, yeah. And I met a whole family of actors over there, the Fearons. I don't know if you know Ray Fearon. He's in a show right now. Oh, my God. I love that show. What is the name of it? It's a Jamaican based London musicians. And he, oh my God, I can't remember the name of the show, but I watched the whole series. If somebody could look that up, please, let me tell you, that show is phenomenal.
Okay.
It's a music show. It's about music, family of music, rappers, singers. And it's really, really good. I'll look it up. I'll find it for you.
Okay. I want to,
you got to watch this show. Yeah. It's on Netflix, I think. Okay. Yeah. You got to see it. And so, So the London experience was phenomenal. And then from there, I became a part of the August Wilson group of actors that he always worked with. Right.
Yeah.
And I looked at, you know, the August Wilson experience as the first leg of August Wilson, the second leg of August Wilson, and the third leg of August Wilson.
Wow.
People who worked with him while he was alive. Right, who actually had the room with him, who had the table with him, who he studied and watched and actually did some musing and writing from the actors that he had in the room with him.
Wow.
Like the actor Willis Burks, like myself and other actors. So the first leg of August Wilson actors, the first class of that was Angie Bassett, Viola Davis, Charles Dutton, Roger Carroll, Samuel Jackson. Epatha Murkison.
Epatha Murkison.
And
Mary Alice.
Mary Alice, James Earl Jones. that was like
Courtney
the first
Vance.
Class. Who?
Courtney Vance.
Courtney B. Vance. Oh,
George Faison.
Okay. All right.
Because
so many. Mel Winkler. So many of those actors that was
so like many. First.
Oh, and it's what is his name?
Because I think
John Seneca. I'm not sure, but
John Seneca. I came here in '83. So okay. What I was doing was going to all of August Wilson. I came here for Ma Rainey Black Bottom. So okay. I went to all of August Wilson's plays in the second act because I didn't have any money. So I would sneak in and I would see the crowd at intermission and then I just incorporate myself, look around, find a seat. So I knew all second acts. I just didn't know the first acts.
That's hilarious. That's what we call second acting, y'all. Second acting, which I'm sure you guys know. But yes, yeah, I did a couple of those too, Tracy. I snuck in to Seven Guitars. And this is when I first moved to New York. And this is when I was like still not cast in the August Wilson play. And it was a talk back. And I snuck in, and me and my girlfriend, Ariane Punter, who was a poet back then, because I was doing spoken word when I first met you.
Right, right.
You know,
right.
Running around the streets with Wood Harris, Mos Def, Saul Williams, ooh, Jessica Caire Moore. I mean, I was in the mix with those guys over at the Brooklyn Moon Cafe.
Yes, Michael, who's my dude. Yes.
Yes. You know, I'm getting my life. and Saul, spoken word too. Who?
Saul Williams.
Yeah. Saul Williams. I mean, it was phenomenal work that these poets were doing. And Tish Benson, I don't know if you remember her.
I remember Tish Benson. Yes.
Just fabulous work coming from these spoken word poets who just were in the moment of an artistic sort of revolution, renaissance. Artistic presence here in Fort Greene, Brooklyn, that if you were lucky enough to be here at that time, then the experience itself was, you know, amazing to carry you, you know, artistically for a while. But I was like, well, I'm an actor, so I see y'all later because I'm about to go do this show with August Wilson.
Yes.
A lot of those guys have gone on to have, you know, phenomenal, successful careers as actors too, you know?
Including you.
Well, thank you.
What is it? Yes, because Yvette, what is it, you know, I don't like to say old school and Generation X or whatever, but, you know, generationally things are different. What is it about your love and, you know, your commitment to August Wilson's work that some of these young, this generation here in my classes, if I were to mention August Wilson, they couldn't name one play.
Oh, wow.
No, I mean, it's you teach as well. I don't know the age group you teach, but in my observation, I am very challenged because I came up in a different work ethic as you.
Yeah.
So I at least know the history of, you know, our Black playwrights.
Yeah.
But, you know, I would say the most people will gravitate to Fences, 18 years. You know, that monologue, people, you know, women will gravitate to that. But this is what happens. And this is what I'm saying in understanding the work. In 18 years, women approach it from 20 something something. And then I have to say, fall back. This is the 50s. You can't square up on a man.
Yeah.
And do all of, no, 18 years is not this.
Yeah.
But if you do your homework and your research, then you understand the posture of a woman in the 50s and what her job and role was.
Yeah. Yeah. That's foundational to actually read the play, to study the period, to do the research, to see what the words are giving you in relationship, as far as the relationship between you and, you know, your scene partner. Because it's a lot of information that you'll find in the play. But then you also have to go beyond the play and discover the effects of the society, the economy, and where people were in that moment in time. And that's a very good point that you make. It's like, how will I, as a woman of 2024, relate to a man or my spouse or my partner differently than a woman in the 50s or even in the turn of the century? Because August right. Wilson's work, his plays spanned from the 1900s all the way up to the 1990s. So you get an mm-hmm. opportunity to see the growth of his female characters mm-hmm. and how they are with their counterparts throughout that whole time right. period, throughout that century, you know?
Right.
And I just came from Louisville, where mm-hmm. I was a guest artist at the University of Louisville. My good mm-hmm. friend, Shona Tucker, is the head of the department, of the theater department. And mm-hmm. she's directing her first play there. She just started. And it was Gem of the mm-hmm. Ocean. Gem of the Ocean by August Wilson.
Yes.
And I originated the role of Black Mary in Gem of the Ocean. And so she was kind of honoring me, being a part of her process for a whole week, doing talks and director circles. And she actually let me into her process as a director. And I was able to coach some of the actors in that play, bringing my experience from working in the original to her production. And it was a great collaboration. I'm so honored by Shona Tucker. At the University of Louisville theater program, which also has the only African-American theater program in the country.
Wow.
So it was phenomenal to be there. And those students who were studying August, who were performing August, were so grateful and hungry for the work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they were, like, eating me up. Like wow. I was a snack. A whole meal.
Good. Good.
So I just came from there doing that. So, I mean, August Wilson's legacy is cemented in the American theater. Right?
Absolutely.
And it's also cemented in Black theater. Right. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, I was talking earlier about the class, the first class of August Wilson actors, second right. class, third class. You know, these actors were so enriched and fortunate to be able to step into a time and be of a time where he was alive and provided all of this work. Right. Throughout the country, not just in New right. York, but regional right. theater. He reached yeah. everywhere in this country yeah. and beyond. And so the legacy of, when I hear you say that the students now aren't that familiar with him, I ran into the same thing when I started teaching at NYU.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah. So you want to ask or you want me to keep talking?
I want you to keep talking because I want to know that experience.
Well, that experience, it started actually online in 2020 doing mm-hmm. Zoom classes. And the great actor teacher, Michelle Shea, who is an original August Wilson actor.
She love was, her.
She created the role in Seven Guitars, right? So she actually recommended me to teach at NYU because she wasn't available or something like that. So I was like, yes, it was online. It was to some high school students in a program that they had in the summer, and students from all over the world were there. I mean, Japan, all races were in this class. And I learned how to teach August Wilson to everyone, regardless of race, by working with the August Wilson monologue competition. The August Wilson monologue competition was such a great thing for his legacy because it was an organization of teaching organization here in New York called LEAP. But it was Kenny Leon's True Colors, I believe that him and Todd Kriegler who worked with August, who created this, had this idea that they would have a program where August Wilson would go out into the schools with this monologue competition. And then it would commence with the winners being on stage, a Broadway stage in New York, and performing the monologue. So they had to have teachers for that, right?
Right.
Now, I started out as a judge for that. They asked me, would you come and judge this? Because I was on Broadway at the time doing The Miracle Worker when it first started.
Oh, I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was one of the first judges of that. But what I'm trying to actually say, what I'm trying to get to is they had a program where it was a learning program. They learned about August. They learned about the history. They learned about his influences. And then they learned about the plays. And then they were able to learn a monologue and perform it.
That's
and throughout the whole country. So
That's
I had students. So when I started teaching, I was teaching white students. I was teaching Spanish students, students who had English as a second language. And I was like, oh, my God, everybody can do August. That's the legacy that everybody can learn August. Everybody can do August. And then there's that dynamic. Can you actually have a group of actors who are not Black doing August Wilson? It's a question. It lingers, but they can learn it because they will direct it. They will. They may teach it, but can they actually get on the stage and perform it? It's interesting. Yeah. It's an interesting dynamic that I experience as an actor, a Black actor, rooted in Black theater and rooted in August Wilson, teaching it to other people, right? And so when you go to the university level, which I did at NYU, it's the same thing. You've got white and Black actors. Now, here's the thing. I couldn't assume that these Black students knew about August Wilson. Because when I surveyed the class, I was like, well, how many people have done August before? What do you know about August? It's the same level. Everybody, when you're teaching it, has to start with the basics of who August Wilson is, his influences, and his most prominent influence are the African-American community, the people, the everyday people you see walking around the street. And so I was able to uplift and uplift the idea that the art form comes from the people.
Right.
He may have been on Broadway and run and won Pulitzer Prizes and all that.
Yes.
But he was in bars and on corners, sitting, writing, listening, you know, never finished high school. He was self-taught.
Yeah, that's right.
So he had an ear. Right.
Yeah.
So I think it's important that the legacy be recognized. But when they stop doing the August Wilson monologue, so your students might be of a certain age where they didn't have that experience, where they.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Not to have been exposed in high schools with this wonderful program, the August Wilson monologue competition, that's no longer happening. Right.
Wow.
And also you'll see that many of his plays, the way they used to perform and always be in rep constantly.
Always.
You know, in the season, now it's less and less. It's less and less. And part of that has to do with the progression of his work. Once he passed on, his work was brought to the theaters, to the movies rather.
Right.
They started making films and so there's a lot of like a lot of money and a lot of power and a lot of, you know, ownership and a lot of, well, you know, now that I have the rights, you can't do it, and you can't do it within a certain amount of miles within this location of New York or LA. So it became a lot of restrictions for theater companies to do his work. So I think that has shrunk the legacy. Whereas you see it on film, you can click on Netflix and see an August Wilson movie play that has been turned into a film, you know, and they're going to be doing that with all of his plays. So there are people who are involved in that, like Denzel Washington.
Yeah.
And I think Scott Rudin is the producer of all that and his legacy. So there's a lot that goes with, you know, with what's happening and why I feel like his legacy has shrunk a little bit as far as
I agree.
Who's getting to do it and who actually is being reached with his work. So I don't know, you know, I mean, I believe that it's coming back around and we'll see, you know, here's my thing about it. I'm creating a solo show about my work with August Wilson.
Oh my God.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, we're going to be there, you guys. We're going to support Yvette on this because I'm telling you, when you see her perform, you know, I love watching actors like you that remind me why I do this because, you know, this for a casting director, you know, director, producer, you are constantly looking for talent or work that excites you and reminds you why you do this in the first place. And that's what Yvette's work is flawless. Like, it's so effortless. You make acting seem so easy. And I have to say this, Philly is on my list. Philly, Chicago, Maryland, most talented people I've ever auditioned. You come from Laz Alonso land. Like, you guys, I don't know if it's in your water. I don't know if it's in your upbringing. But no, when I tell you the most highly confident people I have met, Philly and Chicago, hands down.
Wow. It's the grit.
You say, are you ready?
And they say, are you ready?
Huh? You guys have, when I said to you confidence, you said, oh yeah, definitely. Like, that's Philly and Chicago people, when you, and actors that I have met and they all have working careers, I swear to God, they would, when I live auditions, Russell Hornsby, all these cats, I would say, are you guys ready? And the way they would say it is like, are you ready? And I'd be like, but not in a cocky, condescending way, just matter-of-factly, and then would blow me away. And I'd just be like, okay.
Yeah.
But hands down, Philly and Chicago, I don't know what they do to you guys, but y'all walk around like, I'm on my own pedestal. I'm not looking down on anybody, but I came to, what are you here for?
Well, all right
then. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
That is, I've talked to casting directors will tell you, it's something from Philly and it's something from Chicago. When I did Barbershop, I lived in Chicago for 2.5 months and got to walk around the lay of the land. And it's just confidence, man. It's just from the barbershops that we were in to, you know, restaurants. I was like, there's a, oh.
Uh-huh.
I love myself.
When I first came here, when I started working with Marion McClinton, may he rest in peace, who directed me and all of the August Wilson work, he was like, yeah, Yvette, you got that Philly edge. And I was like, what?
That's what it is.
What edge, me?
I'm telling you, I've been so blessed to, you know, be able to cast other places. And hands down. So when you said Philly, I was like, that's what it was. Because there was this thing, like, you just, not everybody walks around like
Philly. Philly people, like, we feel like we have to prove something, right? Because we're Philly, we're close to New York. Like, in order for me to even audition for an August Wilson play, I couldn't do it in Philly on the level that I wanted to do it on. I had to come to New York. So when we come here, we've sacrificed, we've saved money, we've left people behind. We had to, like, you know, become this self, you know, this person who had this will that would just be like self-sufficient and go after it. You know, so maybe that has something to do with that. I don't know.
I don't know. Like, when I, my first play was with Sheila Davis, the New Professional Theater. And it was, so Kim Brockington,
Amelia. I love Kim.
Oh my God. I fell in love with Kim there.
She's writing a play now too. Yeah. She's a playwright. Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm actually one of the actors who's working with her on her play. girl. She wrote a play.
When I tell y'all, go understand. Like, it was just a whole different. When I started the casting journey in 87, but when I did that play, and then I met you, I was it was a different. You know, also we had Negro Ensemble Company, so I reacted to Adolf Caesar like you reacted to August Wilson. We had National Black Theater. We had a lot of Black theater when I came here in 83. Okay. Every season, there was Ma Rainey Black Bottom, Fences. I used to go to Fences every Wednesday with Robert Earl Jones because I became friends with him. And every Wednesday, like, Tracy, we're going. So I saw Alice. I saw Ipatha. I saw just the women. And theater is my love. That's why I moved here. But it wasn't lucrative in terms of a career for me at that time. And then I was here when they were taking away all the grants. They slowly started to do that. But we've flown by. We have 5 minutes. Yvette, you guys also, you may recognize her from New Amsterdam, like she has done TV and film. Yvette, before I bring on the actors to ask you two questions, can you give, because you have covered all aspects of what an actor is in terms of theater, film, TV, commercials, and also a playwright, can you tell them what they need on this journey to sustain like you have, because, and you constantly reinvent yourself as well, because it's not about the immediate gratification. There is no sense of urgency. That's what I kind of deal with my students. Trust the journey.
Yeah.
Be on the journey.
Yeah.
So,
you know,
what can you tell them?
I think the journey starts from within, and your, you know, whatever you see for yourself as an actor, then the journey, the urge, the drive for that is something you must pay attention to, right? And I feel like because my road has been, you know, up and down, bumpy, I continue to have to reinvent myself to do different things and to meet other people outside of the August Wilson camp. I had to become a producer because I wanted to work. And I wanted to create my own work. And I met wonderful other people along the way who were just starting out and had that little light in them they wanted to shine, like Caroline Robinson from, you know, the writer, director, and creator of The Table, you know, which I'm in.
Yes.
Which is, and I just want to read a little bit about what this, this show is about. It's playing right now. Currently on Black Oak TV, and it's inspired by Carrie Mae Weems' The Kitchen Table series, and it's the journey of London and Ed's relationship, and it's told over 7 years, primarily at their dining room table, and it's about different types of Black people. Like, we're not all a monolith, you know what I mean? Like, we have experiences of Black people, privilege, imposter syndrome, and education versus street experiences. So I play one of the mothers in it.
Yeah.
And I'm a yogi. And I'm not really excited about my daughter's choice for a husband. It doesn't make me a bad person. I just see things differently. And also Bevy Smith, I don't know if you guys know Bevy, but Bevy is in it. And so it's playing right now. So I just have to say that Caroline is one of those people who have given me a chance in film and television. This is my third production I'm doing with her. She has another one called Mismanage. And there was a short film that we also did. So, you know, she's growing her career and I'm growing So, you know, because you have to, you know, things didn't work out exactly the way I wanted them to with my Wilson days. So it's like, okay, like, you know, if you look at the list of names that I listed, you'll see that some of those are household names, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm like, well, with me, it's a little different. My journey is a little different. So that's why I'm reinventing myself. That's why I'm staying present in the moment and relevant and healthy and fit, you know, and keeping things. Because sometimes people, well, they won't even know that I'm me, which I love, you know,
right?
Because I transform and I do that work that you said, that the getting to know the character from the inside out, from the outside in. It works different ways. Some people just they need to put on a costume first, you know, studying, continuing to study the craft. And actually learning the role and making choices and staying active, like making sure that your choices as an actor, and when you find places in your script to make them active, to use verbs to actually score your script, you know, to say, I want, I need, I want to make her feel, I want to make him feel, I feel this way and I want them to feel what I'm feeling.
Right.
I want them to do something. I'm going to do something to make them do something.
Wow.
So I don't know if I answered the question, but
no, you did. You did. Okay. And I'm going to bring on Elsa Lathan, who is our co-executive producer. She's going to introduce you to our two actors who have questions for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much for all of that, Yvette. That was wonderful. That was wonderful.
Thank you.
So today we have two of our spirited actors. We have Miss Janelle Hall Reagan. You can come on camera, Janelle. And we have Miss Linda Martinez. You can come on camera, Linda. Janelle, you can ask your question first.
Hello there. How are you?
Hi, hey. How are you, Janelle? Nice to meet you.
So you kind of answered my question previously when it comes to the actor's journey. I am one of those ones who is a young person who found August Wilson late in my life, and I'm a fan of his work, and I'm a Philly native. So I guess my question is, for someone who's coming late in the game, who didn't take like the college educational route, what is a good step to like get into the August Wilson genre to be in the future, I guess, do his work and be in his productions? Like, what does that first step look like for somebody who's not in that world?
That is such a good question.
Yeah.
And you're just making me think, like, where does a person go right now, present day, in order to study August Wilson as an adult, right? If you're, you know, like there are not any real classes going on that you could just step into. And I would suggest that you start to read the plays on your own. And you look at the characters who speak to you. And if you find a monologue or a character's journey, that you start to work on that, that character, learn that monologue, and work with someone, bring it to your class. Bring it to your classes, whatever classes you're taking, try to bring it to the class. But at this point, I wish that I could say, come to my class, you know, but I'm not teaching at the moment, but I am coaching. So I'm working privately with students on August Wilson right now. And so I would, you know, pass on my information and we can go in, you know, into whatever play and role that you might feel speaks to you. Because I could see already lot of roles that you could step into. No doubt. No doubt, because there is a way to step into August Wilson. Mm-hmm. It's like when you step into Shakespeare, you step into, you know, the iambic pentameter, the rhythm of it, right? It's the same kind of thing with August Wilson.
Yes, it is.
You know.
Yvette, we will give your information out before you leave.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. And also, you'll get, I'll ask Elsa to forward you, Janelle, and Linda's picture and resume, because she is a playwright, you guys.
Producer.
Oh, nice.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And Miss Linda, what is your question?
Hey, Linda. How you doing? Hi, Miss Tracy, and thank you again, Miss Yvette Gainier. Did I say that right? Because I love the last name.
That's how Tracy pronounced it.
That's how I was saying it.
But I tell people, that's a shame, Tracy. I'm going to get you.
I know.
No, it's okay. It's Gagne, like Kanye.
Kanye. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I love that. You know, we were taking like a little class with Miss Elsa before getting here. Well, thank you. And I'm so blessed and grateful to have this opportunity. My question, what would you say somebody like me that was in the business from the age of 5 years old, 11, then had an amazing gap in her life, now retired and coming back to what she loves and she's passionate. Not only that, what experience do you have in developing accents to specific roles? What I mean by that, I won't tell you, Ms. Yvette, that I struggle. No, that's not. I'm an Afro-Latina. I love my background. I'm grateful to be Dominican. However, some casting directors may tell me, yes, Linda, I want you to sound like a real Dominican. Sometimes I say, what's that, right? A real Latino. And then I'll be in the room like, so I don't look like a real Latina? What look do you looking for? Then I get others that tell me, okay, Linda, I want you to have a little more of that French without Latino accent, because I'm French and Dominican and I have the little accent sometimes. And I was speaking with my close friend, Crazy Legs, and sometimes I feel like I'm being discriminated. Not being discriminated, but I think that they're not valuing us Afro-Latinos and minorities. Sometimes that I step into these rooms. And I guess how you can help me handle that, because I'm back in the game 100% and this is my passion.
Wonderful. I love to hear that. And you, and congratulations for coming back and following your passion. And you look amazing.
20 years correction officer in the city of New York, Rikers what? Island, and I still staff sergeant in the Army, a clinical psychologist. And
hello.
I'm a dancer too.
And you look 15. Okay, 21. I mean, look.
I tell you my secret, Beth.
Tell me your secret, honey, because I'm on that route. That's what I feel about myself, you know? So I see it in you and I see it in Janelle, and I know we're all grown women. But it's important to think about the role and being ageless, first and foremost, right? It's about the work and the business of acting, of being an actor, and being an actor of a Black actor, Afro-Latina, light-skinned Creole, you know, regular brown-skinned looking girls, you know, like the what is the industry has a way of putting us in categories.
Categories, yeah.
Typing us. Right. It's nothing we can really do about that. Right. So I think except write our own content. Hello, create your own. That's what I'm doing. Let me not do that. No. We can. We are doing it. We have great examples of people who are creating their own content and doing that. And I'll just shout out Issa Rae for that. Right. OK. Her specificity to who she is. So if you're creating something and you're creating it for yourself, be specific. So the business of it. So your first question really was about dialect and accents, right? Am I correct?
Yes, correct. Some people's like, okay, it's confusing. I want to be myself, Yvette, but of course we got to get to know the character.
Yeah, but the thing is, Linda, is that if you're going for a certain role and it has a certain breakdown, then you create the character based on the breakdown of the role that is required for the job, the business of it. It's no different than when you have this slew of British actors, right, where they come from, they speak with a British dialect. But if they want to work in America, they will get rid of that accent and they will learn how to speak with a general American dialect.
Gotcha.
Right? So the answer to that is to learn, is to take a, again, study, take a class, work with a dialect coach, and have those accents to pull out of your bag. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, they want Dominican? Here I am. They want French? I can do that. They want straight American? I can do that. So it's to your advantage to right. have the ability. You know what I'm saying? So lean into that. It's, you know, turn it around. It's not a problem. You know, it's an asset. It's your asset. You have that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool.
And there's so many other actors out there who have theirs as well. So we're going to move on because we got class and session coming up. So I want you guys to stay tuned, relax. And these are your actresses today, Yvette, who will be performing class and session. So ladies and gentlemen, when we come back on the Spirited Actor Podcast with me, Tracy Moore, we are going to do class and session with Yvette Gagnon.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Welcome back to the Spirited Actor Podcast with me, Tracy Moore, and you are still blessed to have Yvette Gagnon. She is here. And she is going to be a part of class and session. Elsa is going to introduce our actors, and we're going to jump right into the scene.
Yep. So today on class and session, we have back Miss Janelle Hall-Reagan. Welcome back, Janelle.
Thank you.
And we have Miss Linda Martinez. Welcome back, Linda.
Thank you.
So today's scene is written by Devin Nikki Thomas, Rescue Squad. Interior, Beltway Rescue Squad, Firehouse Headquarters Day. Kendra enters the building and is not paying attention to where she's going. She collides with Dana.
Whoa. You're just getting here?
Yeah.
Okay, well, get yourself together and get ready. We're up next.
We were short-staffed. I was hoping to get a nap in at some point.
Well, maybe you'll get rest if you stop spending downtime on Hoya's lap.
Not worth it. There's no place I'd rather to be. It's a nice place to see.
Hacker pops her head around the corner to tell Dana and Kendra that they are needed to pick up Mrs. Belkin, an 81-year-old terminal cancer patient. Chicas, Mrs. Belkin isn't feeling so well. You're on it. 1-6 Mangrove Lane, Beltway Manor.
Yeah, I got it. I know the address. Is she okay?
Who's Mrs. Belkin?
Come on, we gotta go. Non-emergency transport. Let's go.
Interior. Ambulance day. Dana and Kendra ride in silence for a few moments. Kendra drives and is visibly irritated.
This is some dumb as hell. What are we doing, Dana?
Mrs. Belkins is the sweetest person ever. I mean, she's a terminal cancer patient, and she's like 100 years old. And she is hilarious when you get to know her.
But she's complaining on weakness. We're not going, why are we going to get her? She can easily get her family.
Whoa. Not everyone has a thing.
I don't give a shit about that. We are here to save goddamn lives, not to go around and sit down with our old lady just to have a cup of tea. This is a waste of time. She's in an adult care facility, not a BRS. So we're just wasting our time.
This is a part of it. So suck it up and get your shit together so we can be a family to a lady who doesn't have one. She calls all the time. I mean, the best part is when she cooks, okay? Mm. And she'll be a direct transport, so you need to call her doctor as soon as you get there.
See?
Yay, okay, I apologize. Okay, Yvette, whatever you want to give them.
All right. So first and foremost, I would say that it's very important for you guys to breathe. Right? Like, because the words, the thought, it comes on the breath. And the breath supports what you're thinking. You have the thought, you got to breathe in order to speak. I would say it's very important to breathe and slow down, right? Mm-hmm. And I think it's also very key that when we're acting, we are creating real life, right? It's real life. So to try to use the words and to talk in a way where it's just real life, it's more natural. It's coming from you. There is, I don't know how long you've had with the text itself, if you're off book, if you're speaking from a screen, or if you're looking at a screen, or if you're off book. But I think that it's important that you guys try to keep it as simple as possible. Yes. And also have a moment before, like what just happened that made me, I think I saw your moment before, Janelle. I saw you somewhere else before the scene started. And I'm not sure what you were coming in with, Linda, like what your circumstances were that brought you into this room, why you were here, what's going on with you. But it's very important to just keep it as simple as possible, especially for you, Linda. The extra movements, the extra trying to, to create what is probably on the page that you're seeing. What's more important is to know what you want, what happened before, what you want right now, and how you want to make Janelle feel or think. That's your scene partner. Mm. So everything that's going on between the two of you, right? So I understand you go from one location to another.
Right.
And so there's some things to consider when the logistics of it all. But just be present in the scene fully with your scene partner and take her in. Is this always on Zoom, or do you guys ever meet in person, Tracy, for this particular?
It's on Zoom.
It's all Zoom.
It's on Zoom.
Right.
And usually I'm really big with co-readings because just in general, in my experience, actors are not great readers and they're not great comprehenders and they don't listen while they read. So the reading, I like to throw cold readings at them so that they can get used to, that type of preparation. But I will say this in adding, Linda, the driving was distracting to me because it wasn't really driving. It was this. And that's, that's not driving when you really drive. And this is the deal. If you haven't incorporated that where it looks like you're driving and flawless, like, I want to see you look in the rearview mirror. I want to look at your side, all of that, then don't do it. You can find a way to simulate it, but I would rather it not be done and be a distraction in your audition as opposed to, me getting the idea. Do you understand what I'm saying, Linda and Yvette?
I do understand. And I'm so glad to know that the medium that we're in is this Zoom, right?
Yeah.
And I've taught a lot on Zoom. I've acted a lot on Zoom from the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And your friend, when you're on Zoom, is going to be the dot in the center of your screen. Because I'm talking to you, Tracy. Mm-hmm. Do you see that I'm really trying to reach you?
Yes, I do.
How I'm trying to reach you is through the dot on that screen, through the dot, the camera, the dot. This thing I'm about to cover right now is gone, right?
I'm looking at you.
Right?
Through that dot.
I'm sorry, Elsa. I just screwed up the camera.
But you're
right. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Okay, that's better. So when you're talking to Janelle, Linda, and Janelle, when you're talking to Linda, you're talking to her right here. You're saying, listen, come on, I got an issue. This woman died, this woman's sick. I don't care about this woman. So it's like you have to connect to the medium that you're talking to, right? And and you don't have to stay staring at it. You can still be in your space. Tracy, I really need, you to bring me back in, okay? Because I'm feeling like I am having so much fun, Tracy,
Oh, my God. Yvette, when we saw each other bus, I was like, this is meant to be.
That was just my example of being in my space and connecting to my scene partner.
Yeah.
Who is on her device, but how I'm getting to her is through that little dot up there.
That's right.
Right. So eye levels, right? So Linda, your eye level is low right now. If you raise it up a little bit.
Right.
Then there you go.
Right.
Now I'm seeing all of you, And also how you fill the space of the camera. Like for you, Janelle, I would raise your whole thing up a little bit so you can fill the space of the view, the camera, the whatever I'm trying to say. Oh Lord.
No, you're fine. And ladies, black.
So you want to be
can't
even.
Wear black. No black. No black, no white. Colors. You want to bounce, you want vibrancy, and black just makes you monotone. It makes your eyes darker, Linda, and I know your eyes aren't darker. You gotta figure out or wear those colors that make your skin pop and make you pop. That's what's going to, casting directors, remember that. Directors are never going to remember your name in a callback or an audition. They're going to remember what you wore. When you get them, who is that lady in the red sweater, Tracy? So
I need to know that too.
No black.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they're beautiful. Let your faces pop and shine.
Yeah.
And colors will do that for you guys.
So now you've got great lighting. Your background is really good. I really like it. There's a lot of shadows on you, Linda. So I'm not sure what kind of lighting source you're using, but you need a front light. You need something to hit that beautiful face in this world, you know, in this world. Absolutely. Yeah.
You know what, Yvette, I want to invite you back on because I do want to talk about your work in terms of film and TV. I also want to talk about all of your awards and recognition, because this is March and we're honoring these women. We're honoring you. And we're we are honored to have you on and your work. And these women here are standing on your shoulders.
All right,
and
now.
You open doors. Don't have me run down Decatur right now. And
absolutely.
As I always say, Linda Janelle, this is relationships. I've known this woman since the 90s, 1990. It had to be four because Miles was born in 96. But
I think it was 95 that we met.
We met.
Yeah.
And didn't you do New York Undercover?
Do you know I never did?
Wow. I thought you
I auditioned and I got close. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Because I thought
I went in a few times for that show. I got in, I got close, but I didn't get cast in that. No.
No, you need to see her work. But I'm so honored, so grateful. And I will reach out to you so we could do a part two in March because I want to continue to celebrate. So Janelle and Linda, I want to thank both of you guys for coming on and doing the work and getting the feedback that's going to help you even more. Yeah. From this professional here. I want everybody to please put your hands together. Phenomenal actress, multi-hyphenated actress, playwright, producer, director, overall spiritual creator, Yvette Gagné. Thank you so much, Yvette. You were great in class and session. And when we come back on the Spirited Actor podcast with me, Tracy Moore, I'm going to give you some love. Welcome to Kudos Corner. Kudos Corner is where we take the time to celebrate spirited actors on their successes, their journey, and just basically giving them their flowers now. This week's Kudos Corner puts a spotlight on spirited actor Gretchen Natalie Knoll. A ball of energy is how nearly everyone would describe Gretchen Natalie Knoll. And I appreciate love that her energy is contagious. Gretchen is currently filming the mystery detective movie, The Cafe, starring opposite Bow-Legged Lou of Full Force. She is also in the process of writing her first novel, which is loosely based on her life and her husband and family. Kudos to Gretchen Natalie Knoll. And now it's time to give love. For the past couple of days, I've been having conversation with actors that are fear-induced. Why is it that when we do choose to go inside of ourselves, we beat up ourselves? Not me. I've had that time in my life. However, our first reaction is to go in and say, I'm not good enough. I don't look like this. I don't have that. I don't. And I said to these actors the other day, why do you choose that thinking? Because that thinking is going to bring your energy down, bring your spirit down, and bring your soul down. It does nothing to beat up on ourselves. And we sometimes do a great job at that. Instead of beating up on yourselves about what you don't have and where you are not in the place where you want to be, embrace the great things about you. There's nobody else out there that's me. There's nobody that has the talent like me. And there is a role out there for me. And while I'm training and preparing for that role, I'm going to explore my ideas and my experiences that are unique to me, and I'm going to write about it. I'm going to write a play, a short film, a feature film, a TV series. Choose those thoughts, because those thoughts are going to bring you up as opposed to bring you down.
Don't forget to look out for us on our new show, Inside the Black Box. My co-host will be Joe the Legend Morton. It's going to be the Spirited Actor podcast on steroids. We'll be streaming on the Crackle Network. I'll keep you posted.
Thank you for joining us on the Spirited Actor podcast with me, Tracy Moore. I look forward to our next Spirited podcast. Thank you.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.